In the crowd, everybody was shouting his name, Jesus, Jesus. Who was this man? What was so special about him? Was he rich? Was he a rebel? I tried to ask. I tried to slide my way through the people. No one would answer. No one would give up their view, at least not for me. Why would they? They all knew who I was. They all knew how much money I had stole from them. Many of them I had seen before, but instead of looking up asking if they could scoot over, I would look down at them from behind my guards, demanding they pay more. I would yell. I would intimidate. This is how I made my living. It made me feel strong. But hidden behind this crowd, I knew I was so weak. So I found a tree. I climbed up until I could see Jesus. I didn't know him, and was sure he didn't know me. If he would have, he'd never did what he did. Jesus called out to me. He asked to come to my house to eat with me. It was there on that road from that tree, sitting around the table, that I met him, and it changed everything.
I met him.
I met him.
I met him.
I met him.
I met him, and it changed everything.
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 How many of you growing up, I don't know if any of you guys are in the same generation here, but looking at the I Spy books, and you guys get to do that as an excuse for like reading projects in school. I remember those were the best days. Like the teachers would tell us, "Oh, hey, everybody, go and get a book to read," and we'd all go for the I Spy books, and they were the best. You just flip through them; they're kind of like the Where's Waldo, and they would have a list of things that you were looking for. And originally, you're looking at this, and it's like some guy's work bench, and it has tools laying all over the place. It has, I mean, drills and saws and screws and screwdrivers and all of this different stuff. And if you were just looking for it, you would pick out some different things. You'd be like, "Oh, there's a power drill. I got that. Oh, there's a jigsaw, or there's a clamp." All these different things, but you would be searching for them and you would be seeking them out. But what you were really supposed to look for when you look at the bottom of the page is like a seahorse. You'd be like looking through there and it'd be like, find a thimble. Thumb thimble. Try saying that one 10 times fast. You'd be looking for all these odd different things. It'd be like, find a ball with a star on it. And you'd be wondering, what in the world is going on here? Like, why are we looking for this stuff in this place? And when we look at Jesus, when he comes into this city, when he comes into this crowd, and today in the book of Luke in chapter 19, he comes into this crowd, he comes into this city, walking down this path, and he could look out, and I'm sure if we were there, we'd see all of these people lining the streets. There'd be all the people that we would think are supposed to be there. There'd be the religious leaders of the time. There'd be the people that are in the synagogues every Saturday. There'd be all the people that have obeyed every single law, just lined up and perfect. And we'd be thinking, "Oh, those are the people that are supposed to be there, the ones shouting Jesus' name." But Jesus plays a little game of I Spy. And the question becomes for us, are we seeking what Jesus is seeking? We read in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. It says, "Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. You guys do that song in Sunday school, Zacchaeus was a... Absolutely. I had a friend who would always go like this whenever we would sing that song. Right on my head. Jesus answered, and we see him coming in, and he said he wanted to see who Jesus was, but he could not see because he was short. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. And when he reached the spot, sing the song with me, Jesus looked up in that tree, and he said, I'm going to your house today. Absolutely. Jesus looks up and he says, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay in your home today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Do we seek what Jesus seeks? When we meet Jesus, are we meeting him on the pages of this I Spy book, looking for what we want to look for, or are we looking after him and seeing who he is and seeking after the same things that he seeks for? Zacchaeus, by many accounts, it's interesting. By many accounts, he would be a good friend to have. He was rich. He had money to buy all the nice things, to do all the fun activities. He knew the people to be around. In his occupation, around this time, around April 15th, if you needed a tax break, you got it. Zacchaeus was one of those guys. We get an idea of who Zacchaeus was in the first details that we receive of his life. Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector for the city of Jericho. In today's terms, it would be like being the mob boss of Chicago. Jericho, it was a city of prominence, known for its wealth and opportunity. If you remember back into the Old Testament when the Israelites first entered into the Promised Land, they came to this city. This city called Jericho, and it had these walls around it, and so they sent spies in and to see what the land held. And what did they see? They saw grapevines and grape clusters as big as men. They saw these fields that were just ripe and ready, and farmland opportunities and all these great things. And they also saw these people that were like giants. They thought there must be something in the water over there. It's amazing. They came to this place and they were both in awe of how great it was and in awe of how terrifying the people were. And they thought, we got to get into this place. And so this is the place where God leads his people in. This is the gate that God leads his people into the Promised Land. And it hadn't changed much since that time. It was a place that people came to, and we find the wealthy and we find the rich living in this area, and to be the chief tax collector. Boy, you couldn't get much higher than this in Zacchaeus' occupation. You got to collect the biggest taxes in the area. You got to go in and you got to be in this wealthy area where people owed so much money, and you got to go in there and you didn't just take their money. You took more money for yourself, and life was easy for Zacchaeus. He had guards around him that would enforce everything he said, and he would go into these places and he was that guy. And we think, man, Jesus Jesus searches out some pretty good ones. Jesus must have been low on cash at this time. He was going to Zacchaeus. But we go to this place and we see Jesus seeking him out, and we see it's for completely different reasons. And you see, on the other hand, Zacchaeus, short in stature but with no shortage of firepower, he wasn't the type that we would have probably been drawn towards. A Napoleon complex was the least of your worries around this guy. You had plenty to draw your attention when he and his buddies came walking up demanding your due. This was a place where political statements were made. And for Zacchaeus, a Jewish man being paid on the coin of a Roman occupation, with soldiers to enforce his will, Zacchaeus wasn't in the popular crowd. Labeled as a traitor, a turncoat to a tyrant, Zacchaeus was living a life that, for all those on the street lining, cheering Jesus' name that day, he was the outcast. And nonetheless, this is the man who comes and Jesus meets that day. I don't know what Zacchaeus has heard about Jesus before, but Zacchaeus goes to the parade that day, goes to the welcoming party. He's excited to see Jesus. He comes down the path to see the streets, and he realizes that he's late to the party. He goes along and searches for a place where he can just peer in and see this Jesus that he had heard all about. But the streets are lined. People are already there. In one sense, the pews are already full. The good seats in the back row are all taken up as this man walks in. Maybe today Zacchaeus is one of those. Maybe a rich person in town that's made their money off of ripping people off. Maybe it's a young teenage gal ashamed of a pregnancy test. Maybe Zacchaeus is the gentleman stumbling in after a long night at the bar. Maybe Zacchaeus is a woman caught in her depression. Maybe Zacchaeus is the couple in the rundown house that's addicted to meth. And they come walking in. And they're looking around and they're seeing all the people that have already showed up, and they're looking around thinking, these are the ones that are supposed to be here. Where's my spot? Where's my place in all of this? Whoever Zacchaeus is today, identified, marked, branded as a sinner, he comes in and he doesn't know what he's doing or where he's supposed to be, but he just knows he's excited to meet Jesus. For Zacchaeus, the fact that every time he walked those streets, he saw the faces of the people who he had robbed and threatened. Coming to a place excited to see Jesus, what he sees is people's backs. turned away, maybe talking to their friends about how they're excited to see Jesus too, excited to hear the message that Jesus is going to bring about forgiveness and inclusion, and boy, does that make them feel good. There we see Jesus. There we see Zacchaeus looking for a savior, looking for a friend, just looking for someone to let him through so he could see, so he could just get a glimpse. Folks, let us pray that that is never where we are here. Let's pray that when people walk in excited to see Jesus, they don't see our backs turned to them. It's a crowd, it's the people that are there ready to see Jesus, and for Zacchaeus, all he sees is people turned away. I was reading this story time and time and again. It just hit me so hard that we cannot be those people. Somebody's coming in looking for Jesus. Looking for a Savior. Seek what Jesus is seeking. Let's welcome them in. I'm so glad for Zacchaeus' life and his story in the pages of the Bible. Zacchaeus in this moment is inspiring. He's not deterred by the turn backs. He sees where Jesus is walking, and Zacchaeus is saying, I'm going to get to see him. And so Zacchaeus goes and he runs for a tree. He knows these streets. He knows where they're leading. And so Zacchaeus just goes. This is a point that we remember in stories like the prodigal son. But sometimes we forget to point it out as much in the story of Zacchaeus. He runs to where he can see Jesus. We see the father run for his son in the story of the prodigal son. We say, wow, the love of that father that he has to humble himself and to run to his son, reminding us today that this was something that no man over the age of 12 would normally do in their culture. You were supposed to be dignified. You were supposed to be strong. You were supposed to be walking in a way that showed everybody that you had it all together. This wasn't that. This was Zacchaeus seeing that he needed a Savior and running to a place where he could see him. He didn't care if he looked silly. He didn't care if he looked undignified. And he didn't care if he looked like he had it all together, because you know what? He didn't. And he recognizes that. And so he runs to this tree. He lived a horrible life up to this point. He was completely undignified in the way that he had made his living, so he was willing to recognize that he was a broken man before a Savior. So he ran to that tree. He booked it as fast as he could. He got over to that tree, and he climbed up like he was a little kid, just trying to get the right vantage point to see this man, Jesus. What happens next is where we meet Jesus for who he is. Because Jesus goes, and Jesus could be caught up in the crowd that's cheering his name. He could be caught up in all the people that are wanting him to come into their town and just praising him for who he is. And I'm sure that when Jesus walked by, he didn't just ignore the people that were going by. He was probably walking by, shaking hands, giving hugs, kissing babies' foreheads, all that stuff. Jesus was right in the middle of life for these people. But Jesus didn't neglect to look up in that tree. And Jesus looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, I see you up there, man. I see where you're at. Come down here. I'm going to your house today. We need to spend some time together. I wonder, Jesus had a loving smile, maybe a tear in his eye when he saw this child of God up in a tree searching out the Messiah. He calls him by name, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. And Jesus calls to the one who's sitting there broken in a tree, labeled by all the rest a sinner, a scoundrel, and a thief. And he says, you're the one that I came to this place for. You're the one that I came to be with, Zacchaeus. At this, the people start to mumble and gossip. But Jesus begins by loving the one everyone else had their backs to. And when that happens, already, from the moment Zacchaeus gets out of that tree, we see a change in his heart. He promises redemption and reconciliation for all that he's taken from these people. He says, Jesus, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Zacchaeus is a changed man. Instead of taking, he's giving it all. He's giving it all to these people. Forgive my confusion of seasons, but this is the moment at the end of the movie when the Grinch who stole Christmas comes riding down with all the presents in the sleigh. This is that beautiful scene. Zacchaeus is walking down the road, and I can just see him reaching into his pockets, grabbing his billfold, and saying, here, I don't need it anymore. Take it, I'm giving it back. He comes in. Notice it never tells us what the outcome is for the people in the crowd that are sitting there, that we're judging, that we're gossiping and muttering. But it does say something about Zacchaeus. Jesus looks at him and says, today salvation has come to this house. Today, salvation comes. To the one everyone had turned their back to. The one everyone had discounted. So the one that had to run and climb up in a tree. Today, salvation has come to this house. Jesus shows something amazing in this story. Salvation has come, Martell Christian Church. His name is Jesus. He doesn't stand waiting for you today. No, Jesus comes to seek out and to save those who are lost. He calls out of the crowd those who are weak and those who are strong, those who are rich and those who are poor, those who are tall and those who are short. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. May we today all be like Zacchaeus, who ran to get a glimpse of the Savior, knowing that he was broken, clinging to hope that when we meet him, it changes everything. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for the story of Zacchaeus. A man who We got to recognize that he was broken, in need of a Savior. God, more so, we thank you for the story of Jesus, who came to seek and save those who are lost. And God, we know that we find ourselves there more often than we want to recognize. God, thank you for seeking out those who need you, for calling out those who are searching for you. God, today, may we be people who are ready to embrace those who are searching out a glimpse of who you are. Help us be a place that welcomes those that others have labeled sinners. God, help us to know you in a way that softens our heart to be like you. God, help us to recognize that when we meet you, it changes everything. Love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.